I'm going to talk about the ways that the heart rate and the efficiency of the heart and the amount of blood that it's pumping are controlled. And the two major ways to think about this are the extrinsic controls and the intrinsic controls. The extrinsic controls are going to be, you can think of them as controls that are coming from outside the heart. So these are going to be messages that are coming from some other part of the body to tell the heart what to do. And there's two different kinds of extrinsic control that take place as far as the heart is concerned. The first is autonomic innervation. And this is basically the nerve impulses that are coming from the brain to control the heart, the function of the heart. And we've already talked about the vagus nerve bringing sympathetic and parasympathetic information or impulses to the heart. So the vagus nerve is going to be the primary form of autonomic innervation or nerve impulses that are coming to the heart. And keep in mind what's going to happen if you increase sympathetic stimulation and you decrease parasympathetic stimulation. If you remember back to ANP1, keep in mind that there are alpha and beta receptors in the cardiac muscle walls. And these are stimulated by both epinephrine and norepinephrine. And when these are stimulated, there's a couple of things that are going to happen, but the overall effect is going to be that you're going to have an increased heart rate. And so when cardiac muscles are stimulated with increased sympathetic stimulation, they depolarize more quickly, and they are able to increase the heart rate quite a bit. Now, if you have decreased sympathetic innervation and increased parasympathetic stimulation, so in other words, instead of adrenaline or epinephrine and norepinephrine, you're now the heart is now under the influence of acetylcholine, the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. What's going to happen in this case is that the cardiac muscles are going to start to hyperpolarize to some extent. And if they hyperpolarize, they are less likely to generate action potentials. They are less likely to contract. And the overall effect of this is going to be that the heart will slow down. The rate will slow down. So the innervation by the vagus nerve is going to, its effect is going to depend on whether the information that's traveling on the vagus nerve is from the sympathetic nervous system or from the parasympathetic nervous system. And if you're a little foggy on sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, go back to your ANP1 materials with the autonomic nervous system and just do a quick review on what those two systems control. Now, a second form of extrinsic control is something called the autonomic hormones. And these are hormones that are going to act on the heart, and they're going to have an effect on its either its heart rate or its contractibility, and so on. And some of the hormones that are going to have an effect, we've already talked about epinephrine, norepinephrine, but also thyroid hormones are going to have an effect. These increase the contractibility of the heart. They tend to increase the heart rate. So a variety of hormones that can have an effect on the heart. Next, we're going to talk about intrinsic controls. So intrinsic controls are the opposite of extrinsic controls. These are controls that come directly from the heart itself. So these would be in effect even if the heart were somehow removed from the body and continuing to beat. These controls would still be working. They don't require any kind of input from outside of the heart.